This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Facebook founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg and his wife pledged $25 million last month to help fight Ebola. And it seems that was just the start. Zuckerberg is now offering something potentially even more valuable. Facebook is rolling out a plan to put an Ebola fundraising pitch at the top of the news feeds for Facebook users in more than 30 countries. The money raised will go to three groups working in West Africa: the Red Cross, International Medical Corps, and Save the Children. From the Health Desk at WHYY, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports on this intersection of tech, philanthropy, and public health.
Helping stop Ebola in its tracks is clearly a philanthropic act, says Facebook executive Naomi Gleit. But really, she says, the company's mission is to make the world more open and connected.
And when the world is more open and connected, together we can do really great things.
Facebook hopes its campaign will jumpstart a wave of philanthropic giving that's been slow coming. After the Haitian earthquake, for example, the International Medical Corps received more than 8,000 donations. For Ebola, it's been a tenth of that. Yale's Nicholas Christakis sees two reasons why Facebook's campaign may work.
They have the scale, which is enormous, you know, countless millions, but also they have this ability to use peer effects to magnify the impact. Because, of course, you're more likely to respond to something if your friends have also responded to it.
The World Health Organization says containing the virus will require $1 billion, as well as hundreds of healthcare worker volunteers. It's clear Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg has taken that challenge to heart, says USC's Jim Ferris.
It's what I would call all-in philanthropy and really being out there entrepreneurial. It's not just writing a check.
Ferris runs the Center on Philanthropy and Public Policy at USC. He says Zuckerberg's entrepreneurial approach is part of a new trend where individual donors and foundations throw themselves into their own causes. Given the scale of the threat in West Africa, it might be good that one of the world's richest people is locked in. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.